Chazal teach us that the curses, the punishments of Parshas B'chukosai that we read last week are always right before Shavuos. And this exactly parallels what we find by Rosh Hashanah, where the curses and the punishments, the klolos of Kisavo, always before Rosh Hashanah. Now why do we do it by Rosh Hashanah? Chazal tell us, Tichle Shana V'klosah, Teichel Shana Birchosah. The year and its punishment should end, and the new year with its brachas, with its blessings, should begin. And so too by Shavuos. The only Rosh Hashanah, the only time of din where we have this, we say the same thing. Tichle Shana V'klosah, we're finishing with the klolos, with the punishments, with the difficulties of B'chukosai, Teichel Shana Birchosah, which is an absolutely fascinating thing, which means that our rabbis saw that Shavuos is none less than a Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says. But I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on another thing, another parsha, which we always read before Shavuos, which is Bamidbar. Every year we read Bamidbar before Shavuos, as we will in just a day or two. On Shabbos, we're going to read Bamidbar as a prerequisite before going to Shavuos. Now, why is that? Why is it so necessary for us to touch Sefer Bamidbar, to touch Parshas Bamidbar before Kabbalah Satorah, before receiving the Torah? Of course, we know that the Torah was given in a Midbar, Torah was given in a desert. What's this all about? So I'd like to offer four different approaches, each one highly relevant, I believe, teaching every one of us. First off, a Midbar, a desert, represents being humble. Anivus! A Midbar is simple, very simple, beautiful in its simplicity. That's what a Midbar is, think about it. And we all know one of the central midas, one of the central characteristics so necessary to be kohen to the Torah, to be zocheh to the Torah, to merit to the Torah, is anivus, is to be a humble person. The Memches Kinyanei Torah, ways of wisdom, no less than six of the Kinyanei Torah almost directly relate to anivus, to being humble. Six of 48 are the ones that are related to it, less directly, but I think in a direct way, six of the Kinyanei Torah related to anivus. Let's go one by one. First off, what's six in the list of Kinyanei Torah? Anava. Can't do better than that, okay? We all agree that anava is related to anivus. Good? Okay. Next, another one is lomachzik tov l'atzmo. A person who wants to be zocheh to Torah, a person who wants to merit Torah, needs the midah of not machzik tov. He's not machzik, he doesn't hold himself, he doesn't give himself credit. That's the pashuk pshat in machzik tov l'atzmo. Doesn't give himself credit for everything. Hashem help me. Not my brilliance. Another one, makiras mekomo. A person knows his place, where he is on the totem pole of life. That's obviously related to anivus, to being an anav. Why do people get mixed up where they are? Think they're number one when they're number seven? Because they're not makir mekoma, they don't know their place. Misrachik min hakavod. One of the Kinyanei Torah is running away from honor. Running away from honor is obviously directed to, related to anivus. Another one, maybe a little less well known, lo megis liba b'talmudo. His Talmud doesn't make him a bal gaiva, right? Very often, a person thinks, I'm so smart, look what brilliant things I said, I understand the Torah, my friend doesn't understand it, right? Your megis liba, your heart drives you to haughtiness, sometimes through your learning. And finally, the last of the Kinyanei Torah is what? What's the last one? I'm supposed to get Omer Dover B'Shem Omer. Someone says over the name of other people. Like Esther did. Omer Dover B'Shem Omer, number 48. To say over in the name of other people's lack is a humble thing. I heard from someone else. It's not my vort. It's not my idea. If you ever want to see how that's related to humbleness, feel yourself when you don't want to say it over. Hey, people give me credit for this beautiful, perfect insight. No, Omer Dover B'Shem Omer. So is there six. Torah hates gaiva. Torah hates haughtiness. Torah hates haughtiness. Now, why is the Torah hates haughtiness? So I was thinking about it in a simple way. What's the pshat? You know who else hates haughtiness? To the Rabbonu Shalom. God hates haughtiness. Hashem can deal with so much. But something that Hashem says, I can't handle. I can't live with someone who's a bal gaiva. Hashem says, I'm with you. Hashem is with us in our tumah. Hashem is with us in our difficult times. In our avarice, he's there on some level. But when it comes to gaiva, haughtiness, He has to separate from such a person. I can't deal with that. So his wisdom also, Hashem's wisdom, what is Torah? Besides being Hashem's wisdom, his wisdom also says, a person who's a Baal Gaiva, I'm a Srachik, I run away from such a person. So that's the first aspect of a Midbar, Anivus. Another aspect of a Midbar, of a desert, maybe a little more Mechudish to us, a little more novel, is that a Midbar is an unbuilt place of potential. Think about a Midbar. It's all potential. It's all not developed, and it's all waiting to be developed. That's what a Midbar is. Little Israel showed the world what could be developed in a Midbar. The Navi even talks about developing a Midbar. V'yasim Midbara ke'eden. Arvasa Gigan Hashem. The Midbar, the desert, will become a paradise, an oasis. V'yasim, because that's the contrast. Lost in love, that's the contrast which will be in the end of days. The Midbar, which is pure potential, will be an oasis. An unbuilt place of potential. What's the message to us? This is a central message. A person before Shavuos has to see himself as underdeveloped. I'm not there yet. I have tremendous potential, but I'm not built, and I need the Torah to build me. And it's in every way, in every level, no matter where we're at. Whether we've been yeshiva for 2 months or 20 years, the Torah still has to develop us. Our chachma, our wisdom, our characteristics, our ashkafas, our worldview, our musagim, our concepts for ourselves. If we don't see that we need to be developed, how can the Torah work its magic on us? We're finished people. I know already. And people come to yeshiva, my friends. We're all in yeshiva, as you know, with all types of boundaries. I want to know how to learn my child. That's my boundary. I want to be fluent in Hebrew. I know what leadership is. I know what everything is. We know. Torah is there to burst our bubbles, to expand our consciousness, to show our bigger musagim, bigger concepts. What's wisdom? What are characteristics? Ma rachum afatarachum. The Gaim also know about being a civil person, but Torah is much more than being a good guy. Ma'u racham afatar racham. What's he merciful? Our mercy has to be like his mercy in every way. Torah is teaching me what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a Ben Torah, what it means to be a leader, what it means to be a human being. And without that, we're underdeveloped, just like a Midbar is. So the Hakdama, the introduction to Torah, is by Midbar. Remember, you're a Midbar. Remember, we're underdeveloped. Number three, a Midbar is thirsty for water. Craving for water. You know those pictures, we've all seen them, of the cracked earth without a rain. That's what a Midbar is. It's thirsty for water. That's a basic definition of a Midbar. Somewhere where precipitation doesn't fall. It's thirsty. That's how a person has to be with Torah. I'm thirsty. You know, my friend Refiner likes to say a person has to chazer like a chazer. You have to review like a pig. You have to chazer like a chazer. So I don't have something as pithy to say, but I say you got to drink like what? Like a camel, right? You got to chazer like a chazer, but you got to drink like a camel. One blood. Give me another. A taisvis. Give me more and more and more. A great thought in Musa, it's not enough. Each thing in its time. I take it in. I let it develop me. But I want more. I want more all the time. Quench your thirst. The Mishnah of us, in fact, says, how we directed to drink from our rabbis, from our chazal, shota b'tzama es divrehem. Drink with thirst. Quench your thirst. Drink with thirst their words. But our great Rebbe, Abba Yeshivas, Reb Chaim V'lajin, makes an unbelievable diak in the Mishnah. What should it say? Shota b'tzama es divrehem? That's what it says. It's such a shota litzame. Drink to your thirst. Shota litzame divrayim. Drink to your thirst their words, because they will quench your thirst. Says Reb Chaim V'lajner, why does it say shota bitzama? Drink and be thirsty still. Shota bitzama. What does shtiya do? When I drink, I'm not thirsty anymore. But when it comes to Divrei Chazal, when it comes to our rabbis, shota bitzama es divrayim. Drink and still be thirsty. Don't quench your thirst. Drink like a camel and keep drinking like a camel while you're chazering like a chazer. Okay? So these are the first three aspects we wanted to speak about being a Midbar. Number one, being humble. Number two, seeing ourselves as undeveloped, full of potential, but a potential which needs to be developed. And finally, being thirsty for learning. And I think they work together. The more a person is humble, the more he recognizes how much I have to grow. What makes us not realize how much we have to grow? Our haughtiness. I'm there. I'm developed. You don't have to tell me. I've been yeshiva for 5 years. I'm the man. That's gaiva. I'm there already. So when you're humble, you appreciate, when you have that aspect in Midbar, you appreciate how much you're underdeveloped. How much I'm still a Midbar. And when you appreciate how much you're underdeveloped, then you appreciate how much Torah can be mashlim you, how much Torah can fill you, how thirsty you have to be for each and every word of Torah in Musar, in Ashkafa, in Gemara, in Halacha. I know this many halachas, but I don't know enough yet. So they all work together. The humbleness gets us to sensing how underdeveloped we are. How much more we need to develop, and when we feel our lack of development, then we're ready to drink thirstily the words of Torah, because only Torah is going to develop us. One last final aspect of being a Midbar. The Pasuk in Chukah says, Mi Midbar Matana. We're talking about the travails, travels of the Be'er, of the well in the Midbar. And the Pasuk said, Mi Midbar, went from a place called Midbar, from the Midbar to Matana. That was a place. But Chazal, that's the Pashtus. But the Gemara Nedarim tells us much further. Listen to this. What's mi Midbar Matana? Kaven she'osa Adam es atzmo kemidbar. When a person will make himself like a Midbar, shu mufkar lakol, that he's mufkar to everybody, that he's nullified to every person, then l'chol Torah, l'chol Tarnit lolo b'matana. Say Chazal, what's Midbar Matana? When you make yourself like a Midbar, when you make yourself into a desert, and what need are we talking about here? That it's mufkar lakol, that it's nullified to everybody, then you're zochah to Torah. Then you can receive the Torah. Then Torah will be given to you b'matana. But what's the idea of being mufkar lakol? What does it mean to be nullified to everybody? Mufkar lakol. So it says Tosis on the spot, Shihei Shiyeh Milamed Torah Lakol. I'll teach anybody. What does it mean to be Mufka Lakol? I know something, I'll teach anybody. Doesn't have to be a brilliant person. Doesn't have to be the highest level. Shiyeh Milamed Torah Lakol. I'm ready to teach anybody who wants to learn. That's what it means to be Mufka Lakol. And when you have that aspect, we call Lomed Amanas Milamed in others. When you have that, then Torah will be given to you as a matana. Then Torah will be given to you as a matana. You're ready to teach everybody? You get the matana. You get the gift of Torah. Most I was thinking, maybe that's another aspect of Ishecha Balevecha, B'ichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Klal Yisrael was in a tremendous state of Achdus, as we know. Lashon Yachid, B'ichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And in that state of Achdus, they got the Torah. Maybe, Lefi this Gemara, there's another aspect. Why is Achdus so important to receiving the Torah? Because when you're in a state of Achdus, you want to teach each other. Of course. Why don't we teach from each other? Why don't we learn from each other? Because I'm my way. They're those guys, these guys, my guys, me, them, me. When you're b'Achdus, you teach. And when you teach, you're ready to receive the Torah. Midbar Matana, when you're Mufkar Lakol, then you can receive the Torah. My Torah is for Klal Yisrael. I want to finish with a tremendous story. Tremendous statement. Rav Volbe, the great Mashkiach of Klal Yisrael, right? Who doesn't learn Ali Shor? All but the Midrash is taught. So for 8 years, Rav Volbe learned Kabbalah with Rav Huttner, great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Huttner. And he didn't once say two words to Rav Huttner. You know what two words he never said? This great Gadol Hador, Rav Volbe was younger then, who was teaching Rav Volbe, Mashkiach and Ber Yaakov, took time every week to teach him. For 8 years, he never said thank you. Rav Volbe once didn't say thank you to Rav Huttner. Don't necessarily try this with you to obey him. Why? Because Rav Volbe explained to the Talmud that I knew that Rav Huttner wasn't looking at me. It wasn't about me. It was me teaching Klal Yisrael. It wasn't about Shlomo Volbe. And through the basis of those learning, everybody sees the difference between Ali Shor, Chelik Beis, and Chelik Aleph. Rav Volba understood that it wasn't about him. How much do we think about it, about us? It's all me. It's all my growth. It's all me. Rabosai, our Torah is for Klal Yisrael. We're here for the Jewish people. We're here to teach the Jewish people. We're here to spread the words of the Jewish people. She'em Mufka Lekol, to teach every Jew. This is the last aspect that we have to think and focus on in being a midbar. I'm a midbar? A midbar is Mufka Lekol. Anybody can come in free? So too. Anybody wants to learn from me? It has to be in the right time, right? Etc. But I want to teach the whole Jewish people. So Rabosai, this Shabbos and this Shavuos, let's focus really on what it means to be a midbar in these four aspects and get to a Kabbalah Satara like none ever before. Thank you very much. Wow.